The House of Representatives has voted to create a special committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the nation's capital. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's heartbroken there is not an outside bipartisan commission, adding, "Perhaps we can still hope for that, but we cannot wait for it."
Today we are establishing a select committee on the January 6th insurrection. It will investigate and report upon the facts and causes of the attack. It will report on conclusions and recommendations for preventing any future assault. And it will find the truth, which clearly the Republicans fear. But hopefully not across the country. This committee is about our security, ensuring that a future attack does not happen, and it's about patriotism and democracy, ensuring that Congress can continue to serve the American people.
Last month, the House approved Pelosi's proposal to create a bipartisan outside commission to investigate the insurrection and the root causes that led to it. But that plan died in the Senate when Republican senators filibustered the bill. Pelosi's Plan B, a bipartisan House Select Committee, drew opposition from Republican lawmakers who call it a partisan move by Democrats. Michael Burgess is a Republican from Texas.
After Speaker Pelosi's first attempt at a commission failed to pass the Senate, she's now pushing a resolution to create what will be, by its very nature, a very partisan Select Committee. The outcome of this investigation has, in fact, already been written. The Democrats have been publicly excoriating President Trump for months. They claim we need to understand the root cause of what happened on January 6th, but the truth is, they've already laid the blame.
Republican Beth Van Dyne of Texas blasted the new plan as political theater, saying instead there should be investigations on the origins of COVID to hold China accountable. She listed several other investigations on January 6th by a Senate committee and by several law enforcement agencies.
The redundancy of another committee is not only unnecessary, but it is a distraction. It's a distraction meant to mask humanitarian failures at the border, massive spikes in crime in cities across the country, and absolute inept leadership in confronting our foreign adversaries. The Speaker's obsession with dominating this investigation is concerning. Her puppet committee has no prohibition on interfering with ongoing law enforcement investigations, potentially distracting from putting those responsible behind bars. Because it's clear that that's not the priority here. The only priority here is a self-serving agenda to put D.C. politicians first and give them their cable news talking points.
Democrats rejected the claim of bipartisanship. Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York said the hypocrisy coming from some in this chamber is extraordinary, saying Republican lawmakers claim to be for law and order but refuse to investigate the violent attack on the Capitol.
They have chosen party over patriotism. They have chosen autocracy over democracy. They have chosen the big lie over the rule of law. They have chosen conspiracy theories over the Constitution. And yes, they have chosen the most corrupt president in American history over the peaceful transfer of power. But truth crushed to the ground will rise again, and we will uncover the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, whether you like it or not.
On a vote of 222 to 219, the House agreed to create the January 6th committee. Only two Republicans sided with the Democrats' yes votes, Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They've both been supportive of investigating the insurrection. Some Capitol watchers speculate that Speaker Pelosi will choose one of them to sit on the 13-member select committee. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.